Former President Reagan would receive an honor in the heart of Washington, D.C., if a Republican congressman gets his way. President Reagan's name is already on Washington's airport and a federal building. This latest proposal would rename a major street that stretches northward from the area around the White House. The idea is getting a cool reception. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
16th Street bisects the nation's capital, running from the tip of the district at the Maryland line south all the way to Lafayette Park in front of the White House. Lining the thoroughfare's northern stretch are stately brick houses, part of one of the city's upper-income African-American communities. Farther south, the road runs through Columbia Heights, home to many recent Latino immigrants. Closer to the White House, the buildings house embassies, trade associations, and labor unions. If Congressman Henry Bonilla has his way, all of these neighborhoods, all of these buildings, including the Russian embassy, the AFL-CIO headquarters, would lie on Ronald Reagan Boulevard. The Texas Republican quietly introduced a bill last week that would rename what's now 16th Street after Reagan. A sampling of people on the hot 16th Street sidewalk yesterday elicited a number of viewpoints. Washington resident John Bevins thinks it's a bad idea.
We have enough Ronald Reagan stuff going on. What do we need a Ronald Reagan street for? We already have an airport. That's good enough.
Okay.
His picture is all over town. He's implanted in the White House good enough already. And I had enough of him.
John Welms was visiting Washington along with his wife and two sons from St. Louis, where he says many streets are named after famous people.
Yeah, even people like Mark McGuire, which probably is, you know, at least Ronald Reagan will last more than Mark McGuire will. He was a president. From somebody from out of town, though, it's nice having street names that make sense and you know where you're at. It took us a while to figure out where we're at here.
Eric Owens moved to Washington from Chicago, and though Owens considers himself a strong admirer of the former president and would himself live on Ronald Reagan Boulevard, he's not sure renaming 16th Street is such a good idea.
I would be proud to live on Ronald Reagan Boulevard, but I would be sad for the confused people who wouldn't understand that Ronald Reagan Boulevard was really between 17th and 18th.
Actually, it would be between 15th and 17th. Washington, D.C. officials are none too crazy about renaming one of their major thoroughfares. Mayor Anthony Williams is a Democrat, as are the vast majority of the district's residents. He says the naming of streets ought to be left to local authorities and not members of Congress.
The naming of streets, the orientation of streets, is just essential matter of just fundamental home rule. And I think it would be really a travesty to have democracy denied in Washington, D.C., in an effort to try to celebrate a president.
Bonilla's congressional office did not return our phone calls. Republican Congressman Tom Davis of Virginia chairs the House Government Affairs Committee, to which Bonilla's bill was referred. He told a local radio station, quote, "I think the proposal is ridiculous," adding, "We'll put it in the appropriate file." But even if Bonilla is thwarted in his efforts to rename a major thoroughfare in the District of Columbia after Reagan, he's still got his proposals to put Reagan's face on the $10 and $50 bills to fall back on. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.